I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM, and I'm with Stan Bourne with USEC. Stan, how can the market access help farmers?
Well, market access is certainly an important attribute for making sure that we can get our product into places that need it. You know, here in the U.S., we have the ability to produce more food than we need. And so, when it comes to soy, 6 out of every 10 rows that I grow are going into an export market. And having access to those markets is critical so people can get our products into their diets, basically, and help them from a nutrition standpoint.
And Stan, can you tell us about the soybean exports?
Certainly. Soybeans, as I said, are really exports are important to us. 6 out of every 10 rows are going into the export market. About half of that is going to China. And of course, you know, we've seen a lot of news recently about the relationship between China and the U.S. and some of the things that we don't really agree on. You know, we're naturally two big economic powers that compete with each other and have things we disagree on. But I'll tell you, one area we don't disagree on is in agriculture. The relationship that we have with China and providing them soy for their reserves and for their animal feed is really strong. And kind of is been described as like the ballast in a ship in our relationship with China.
And Stan, can you tell us about the importance of food in regards with protein?
Yeah, so soy is a key component in protein in people's diets. One of the wonderful things about soy is it has such an ideal balance of the appropriate amino acids that we need as humans in our diet for healthy lives. And so many places around the world, you know, their diets are focused more on carbohydrates and they don't get the amount of protein that they need to grow strong bodies and healthy minds. And so it's really important to get protein into particularly children's diets. And so that's where we can really help in that being able to supply soy that people consume directly in direct human food, or they can indirectly through feeding animals and eating animal protein to help provide a healthy diet.
I've been talking with Stan Bourne with USEC, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM 550 AM.
No, but I'd be glad to take it.